This is the Don and Mike Show. Looking back on some of our favorite moments. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, it is. Looking back over 23 years of the Don and Mike Show, I'm Rob Spiewak, along with Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And we're here all this week playing stuff hand-picked and selected.
We had a lot of fun choosing these segments. It was a lot like going through a family photo album, because everything you look back at brings back great memory.
Every segment that we'd select would make us think of five other segments.
Right.
So it's been a lot of fun doing this. And, of course, building up to Friday's broadcast, in which you heard the entire gang back live on the air for Don's last Don and Mike Show broadcast.
So wow.
I know you want to be there for that. This next segment is just pure pleasure. A montage of some of the characters that Mike O'Mara has created and visited as through the last 23 years. We kick off just a word of explanation. Remember the movie Fahrenheit 911 or Fahrenheit 9/11, the Michael Moore movie?
Right.
We called the Fahrenheit 9/11 hotline. Check out George W. Bush's secretary in this bit. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Fahrenheit 911.
Our favorite.
Hotline, can I help you?
Oh, I thought it was a recorded thing. Is this the...
Hotline where I can answer any questions you might have about the movie.
Great. First, let me say I hate George Bush. I think he's a dope, and I can't wait to see Fahrenheit 9/11. Is it
that
playing in my area?
I'm afraid it isn't.
Sorry.
Well, no.
I'm afraid you won't be able to find this movie. The movie prematurely was released to DVD, and it won't be available until... I mean, look, I've got my papers here. Hold on a second. This movie will be available for you after the election time.
No, wait.
You cannot see it right now. It's been canceled.
You said that the movie is not showing in my area. You didn't ask what area I live in.
Well, I apologize. What area are you from, sir?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Nope, it's not showing in your area. I'm afraid you will not be able to see this movie. Also, we have just received this bulletin here. And in any theater this movie is playing in, the projector bulb has got all broken.
All right, you know, I'm going to hang up on this because I want to tell you, I'm going to call another line. That sounded to me like President Bush.
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Now, I also have a line.
I don't think it was.
I also have a line for the Spider-Man hotline.
All right.
Spider-Man 2 hotline.
Thank you for calling the Spider-Man Hotline, the greatest movie in the history of the world. A movie I encourage everyone to go see. It's playing everywhere, at all times, every hour. Go see it. But do not go see Fahrenheit 9/11. It will give you cancer. Go see Tobin Maguire in Spider-Guy.
All right, now, I'm going to put this to the test. Yeah. I am going to hang up on that, and I am going to call the Dodgeball Hotline.
Very good.
The, what's his name? Ben Stiller movie. Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm your spokesperson, Johnny, for the Dodgeball Hotline. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
This is Don.
Hey, Don, here's the message of the day.
Okay.
It is a health hazard to go see the movie Fahrenheit 9/11. It is a pack of lies, and it will give you toe fungus.
Hey, you know what? I know the way to find out if it's really him or not. Bye, Johnny.
Bye. My name is Johnny at the Dodgeball Hotline.
Bye, Johnny.
I'm going to call the Michael Moore Hotline. Maybe it won't be Michael Moore himself, but maybe it'll be someone saying Michael will be appearing in such and such an area.
Mm-hmm. A spokesperson.
Thank you for calling the Michael Moore Hotline.
Hey.
Michael Moore is a known homosexual.
Oh,
hi, Johnny.
Hi, I'm Johnny. This is the gentleman I spoke to when we were talking earlier over on the Dodgeball Hotline.
That's me, Don.
How are you? How are you, son?
Now, your name is what? Your name is Johnny?
My name is Johnny.
What is your last name, Johnny?
Johnny Smith.
Johnny Smith.
Yes. Press 2 to hear Michael Moore's comments on filmmaking.
Oh.
Oink, oink, oink.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm hanging up. Now watch this. I'm going to call the direct line to the White House.
Uh-huh. You have that number?
Do I? Now this is going to ring through to Bush's desk.
That's great.
White House. Hello.
Hi, Charlie. President Bush, please.
Oh, hold on a second.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm fine, Don. Thanks for getting me the job.
You're welcome.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
President Bush.
Explains so much.
Don's on the phone.
I don't even put it on hold.
No.
Hello? Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Don. What's happening?
How you doing, Don?
Hey, George.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Hey, George?
Yeah?
Are you trying to disguise your voice?
Yeah, I was. You calling about them hotlines? Man, oh, man.
I tell you, I can't come up with all those things. I got to do all those movie lines, and I'm just trying to get people not to go see that cotton-picking movie. That movie makes me look so dumb. I tell you, I hate that movie so bad. I really do. I truly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I tell you. And Charlie, what do you get him a job here for? He ate all my gum. He eats all my gum every day.
Now,
I can't keep gum in my desk. You gotta, he takes it.
You got to come up with a better fake name than Johnny Smith, though.
I thought it was perfect. It was nondescript, and there are many John Smiths in this nation.
That's
of ours.
Right.
Hey, Charlie, you put that gum down. Tell that big boy with the big head not to eat my gum.
Oh, Charlie?
Honest to God, I tell you, I had 16 full packs of Big Red. And he snarled them all up.
Let me ask you, Rob.
Yes, Don?
Rob?
Yes?
What is the movie opening tomorrow that everybody's talking about with Oscar buzz?
Oh, it's got tremendous Oscar buzz. The new movie, Ray.
Ray. Story of Ray Charles.
Who wants to go to the movies? How are you?
My heart.
Hi, I'm Ray.
Oh, you're Ray Romano.
He just found it out. Yeah. What's the problem?
Can you see me? Why do you have those glasses on?
I'm staying in character. You know, I wanted to actually be in character, so... Oh, come on. What's wrong with that?
See, it's Ray. It's not Ray Charles. It's
no, I'm Ray. And
Ray
I'm,
Romano.
I'm in the movie Ray. I'm taking advantage of the publicity, you know? You know, and, you know, he's been following me around, too.
Your brother Robert Charles?
Yeah. Pain in the ass. Okay. I don't mind telling you.
Oh.
Yeah, there he is.
Robert, come here for a second. Robert.
Hello, Don.
Now,
how are you?
You're the brother.
Are you enjoying the song stylings
of Ray?
It's
so easy for me to picture two people.
Don't you
doing
see what
this
he's up to?
Yeah, I know. It's Ray Romano.
He's not in the Jamie Foxx film.
No, he's not.
He's trying to attach himself to the Jamie Foxx film, which you're not in.
I am, too.
No,
you are not, Raymond. You're not, Raymond. You're either doing this for shameless publicity.
I am not. I can't stop loving you.
Shut up, Raymond.
Away my mind.
No, you notice he sounds nothing like Ray Charles.
Ray is a quality film, and you're going to love my performance. Yes, it is. It's makeup. It's makeup.
He says to me, this is the logic. I heard him speaking.
Okay.
He was talking with Doris Roberts on the set, the woman that plays his mother.
Yeah.
And he was saying to her that he believes if he goes on enough shows and talks about Ray, that it will somehow spill over into higher ratings for our program. And I find that to be totally ludicrous. Don't you, Donald?
Shut up, Robert.
Why don't you just sit in the corner?
I don't want to.
Hey, Ray?
Yeah. I'm going to take the microphone.
Would you grace us with another one?
Yeah.
Everybody, Ray Charles.
What's this one called?
Don't you know? It's your song, Ray.
You give your hand
to me.
And then you say,
say
no.
Good hello. I hardly see. Of course, my eyes are glued shut. Remember, you don't love me. I hate Patty Heaton. Oh, you don't love me. How's that, huh? It's pretty credible.
This is not flying.
It's pretty credible.
You are Ray Romano.
I am not. I'm Ray. Just call me Ray. We don't need... Oh, this is good. I love this. Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby. Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been.
I think you've stumped me.
Is it a dream? Waits at the window.
It's out the window.
Where is the face that she keeps in a jar?
On the pillow. Under the bed. All the lonely people.
The lonely people.
Where do they all come from?
Shut up, Raymond. You're embarrassing yourself.
I am not.
You are too. Don't wrestle me with the microphone.
Guys. Guys.
All right. I admit it.
Okay. Great. You're not Ray Charles.
No.
You're Ray Romano.
I'm Ray Romano, otherwise known as Ray Barone. Mm-hmm. This is my brother, Brad Garrett.
He's not really your brother, though.
You're right. I'm Brad Garrett. I'm Brad Garrett, and I actually talk like this.
In real life, you do.
Yes, I do.
You tweak it up for the show, though.
But I need help with my eyelids.
How are you, Don?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Rob, good to see you again.
Hi.
Buzz?
Mr. Clinton,
how
good
are
to see you?
You?
active love, if I can explain it, I'd love to talk about that because I think this is not in the book, and this is something where I could – you can begin the process of lovemaking even sitting at a countertop.
Hey, but dude.
Yeah. High energy, one-sided active love.
Here's the thing.
That's what I enjoy. I know Buzz and I have spoken about this often.
But we both sure
– understands all of my concepts, and I've read every book on the subject.
You're a married guy.
Well, there are details that have to be addressed, but I will tell you right now that I certainly enjoy the process of active mind love.
What about the chicks that you must meet, like at your book signing, where you have people lining up for 12 hours, it's like the percentage is 80% female, 20% male. What?
ATB, John Don Geronimo, ATB.
ATB, what's that mean?
All too brief, my friend. They'll line 1,000 of them out there, and they'll just whisk them right through, and I'll just be, wait. You know, I'll try to grab them around their ankles when they're leaving, but it's real tough to do. It's so tough to do because they're just, you know, they're just wanting to sign, and they'll try to meet my eyes, and I'll try to do the same thing. And I'll, you know, occasionally if I have a lingering moment, which is so, there's so many books to sign, so much writer's cramp to get, and so much, so little time to spend with the certain individuals
for
I want.
Active love.
I will say, A.L., and I'll kind of look at them, you know, act at love, and see if they're interested in me. And it gets back to the whole thing. I think if a man is in a bookstore signing something that he's worked very hard on, I think a man ought to be able to enjoy the fans of his work. And a man ought to be able to communicate that enjoyment in the only way he knows how.
Yep.
Active love. Hard, sweaty, deviant, one-sided, wet, active love.
Oh, and Regis filming
hey,
it.
Hey, boy. How are you?
Regis filming it, taking his shirt off
now,
on
that's
TV.
That's the way to do it, my friend.
What, Regis?
That's the way to do it.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to get your microphone. I forgot it's not television. When we do TV, it's, you know, they,
lavalier
they strap
thing?
On
yeah.
what's called a lavalier so you can hear. And I always get these radio things, even though I did radio back in the day. You know, for a man of my advanced years, I am very fond of my own body. And my trainer, Radu, who has done such a great job with me. Oh, there we go.
Oh, did you already. Bring your cell phone again?
Yes, that's my cell phone.
Answer, let me get it. Answer your cell phone,
hello.
Regis.
Yeah, I'm on. I made it down. I took the train.
This is Michael Gelman again now.
The train that you arranged for me. That was crowded, but
he's the guy who produces the Regis and Kelly show.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'll be back.
Part of his job.
I think this interview is going to go till.
They're in love.
Yeah, but I'll probably be able to get out of D.C. by 7:30.
I think
that'll get me up to New. We'll do a late supper.
Now,
like we've done before.
Regis is married, you know.
I can do that. Yeah. That'd be great.
To a woman named Joy.
Do you want to do? Oh, okay. All right, then I'll leave on the train.
A beard, apparently.
You'll meet me at my apartment?
You know what happens? A lot of times, Joy will call in.
Uh-huh.
She's upset at what she's heard.
You got the painting of us? Oh, that good painting. Oh, that's fantastic.
Regis?
The nude?
Regis.
That's wonderful. Regis, all right, I'll come to your place. I'll probably get there 10:30, 11 o'clock. Will you wear the robe? Wear the Japanese robe. Yeah, will you have the twist ties?
Okay, we're on the air.
Oh, I got to run
you
that.
Forget.
That's all the radio guys. So, hey, he's wearing a tuxedo. He looks good. Let me hang up. Let me get off the phone with you. Goodbye. Hi, how are you? That was one of my production assistants.
No, it was Michael Gelman.
Now, come on. Now, you're not going to go down that highway again, are you?
I saw the caller ID.
You're a kookula. You're a crazy guy, Don Geronimo. You always make me tell the truth. It was Michael Gelman, my producer in Love It.
Yeah,
and he was talking to me. He's a great kid.
See, the thing is,
I love him. I love him, love him, love him.
Today, when I'm watching the Regis show and you're on the beach, and there's Kelly Ripa, who's funny.
Oh, yeah, well, it's appropriate she's at the beach.
Funny. Well, why is that?
Because they're fish at the beach. I'm not going to say anymore.
Didn't you enjoy those sitting next to her? She's a cute girl.
She's not.
She's got a nice bikini on today, 9 o'clock in the morning on television.
We call her Low Tide Ripa. Shall I say more? I lost 2 toenails in the sand at the Hamptons. Did I mention that to you?
Is that just because you're old?
It's because I'm old. I lose them all the time. As a matter of fact, I've only got 3 toenails left on both of the feet.
Wow.
God, I love your tuxedo.
We'll be right back. I say, well, we'll be...
Right back.
I said it.
Hit the button.
Regis, I did
for
there.
For the love of God.
Where's James Gandolfini?
He's here. You want to talk to him?
Yeah. James.
All right, come on
come
in,
here,
Dave.
Jimmy Gandolfini.
I'll give you the microphone.
Emmy Award, winner, Golden Globe winner.
Take the microphone, Mr. Man. Come on.
Hey, Jimmy, what's happening?
How are you?
Hey, what's happening? James Gandolfini.
I've been listening to your show out in the lobby out there, and I thought it was really top flight.
I really think that what you're doing, I was talking to my personal valet, Robert.
Robert?
And Robert Robert and I, as we were driving over in the taxi cab, and we think your show's as good as it's ever been.
Now, James, the many times you've been on the show.
Oh, my God, listen to what a wussy.
You never liked... You never liked the fart jokes anyway.
No,
did
I didn't care for that. What I really enjoy is I enjoy, look at him. There he goes eating again. I enjoy puns and wordplay. No,
Tony, are you talking about Tony?
Yeah, Tony's yeah, eating.
Tony always eats when he's here.
Yeah,
we got to say, hey, Tony, come here. Tony, come here for a sec. Tony.
Yeah. Well, let me get a drink. Well, okay. I thought you were going to talk to, I thought you were talking to Mr. Mr. Wussy Man who likes all the, I like puns and wordplay.
No, listen. There's room for both of you guys to have a spirited discussion about the FCC.
A spirited discussion about the FCC. Yeah, well, that'd be great. You know why? I'll be honest with you. Why he likes all that stuff?
Why, Tony?
You know, James.
James.
You know why he likes
why
it?
Why does he like
why,
it?
Why does he like it? Why does he like it?
He's a fag.
Please welcome James Garner.
I want to commend you.
Why is that?
For hiring this young man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jim.
How long has he been here from Melwood?
John, how long have you been with us? 3 years now on your work release program?
Yeah, I actually started 3 years ago, right after Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I'll keep donating my cars for you, son. You're doing a great job.
That's nice.
All your Trans Ams?
Yes, that's right, son. Enjoy that birthday. That's a beautiful thing you're doing.
How old do you think he is, James?
Mentally or physically?
Mentally.
I'd say he's got the mind of a good overachieving 8-year-old.
What about physically?
Physically, I'd say he looks like a 40-year-old man.
Winner!
And I'd like to say hello to all my friends visiting the Vietnam, not the Vietnam, the World War II Memorial.
Well, let's be honest. Didn't you serve in Nam and in World War II and in Korea?
World War II, Korea. I also served in World War I, and I went back a little further than that. I fought in the Civil War as well.
What about back in the times of, like, Lord of the Rings? Were you around then?
I was back in the time, but that's a fantasy. Now, come on, son. You want to talk history or fantasy? I'll tell you right now. Lord of the Rings would be the equivalent of when I fought in the Crusades. It's a similar type thing, but we didn't have all that fantasy. We didn't need fantasy because we had real stuff. So real blood, real swords, disemboweling.
You didn't have gargoyles coming to life.
We had gargoyles, but they were on buildings and castles when I'd ride up there in my King Arthur's court outfit.
did they
it's fantastic. I said, James, King James is here.
Did they come to life?
You heard of the King James Bible?
I have.
I'm the author.
That's your version?
I can get you a free copy autographed. I'd do that for you. I fought with my wizard power.
Do you still drive
that? I did
have
magical powers. Merlin and I were tight. We were good friends back there in the days. It was Merlin and Garner. And on this Memorial Day, please remember all of the wars that I've fought in since the beginning of time. That's how old I am.
Okay.
I told Pericles, Greece will fall.
Senator Kerry.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Now, dude, how come you're on the podium? How come you're on the podium?
I'm practicing tonight. You know, and one of the instructions that I've been given by my handlers, Don...
Yes, John?
...is to not participate in this debate with long, rambling, disjointed, and difficult-to-understand answers. So I've been working on being succinct and trying to...
Concise?
Concise, and trying to communicate to the American people in the best way that I can, and I'm understanding that you are going to pepper me with some questions that I will try to answer as briefly as I possibly can, and disjointed answers that require difficulty and interpretation, I believe the American people, by the end of this evening at 10:30 Eastern time, will know the clear choice and go to the voting booths with their idea of making the president their term of good.
No.
Okay. But I do believe the American
people. Hold on. Here's your first question.
Hello.
And I want you to answer this question.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, hey, listen, do you have any of those purple hearts? Can I have a couple?
I've got a satchel full.
I'd love one.
I've said that to people here at the University of Miami all day long as we prepare for the debates. If someone walks up to me and says, good luck, I say, well, thank you. Here's a purple heart.
Okay.
Put them right on their lapel.
Here we go. Don and Mike show ready to have some fun as we call the automated Harry Potter hotline. Something tells me.
Hello. And welcome to the Harry Potter hotline. To find out when Harry's coming to your town, press 1.
Hey, Harry.
Yeah.
It's Harry Morgan, right?
Oh, you didn't buy the automated. automated thing. I thought I was sounding more robotic.
So this is Harry Morgan, right?
To peek in my pot, press 7. What would you like to talk about, young man?
I'd like to press 7 and hear you talk about your love of Rob Spiewak.
Well, that's no problem at all.
What's
I'm excited about Rob getting all that unwanted hair lasered off his back.
I bet you are.
I'll tell you right now, am I excited? It's going to be exciting to feel Rob's back when it's free of all that unwanted matted hair that makes him look like a monkey. I actually spend time thinking about Rob.
Wow.
And thinking about his back, his hairless back, and how it might look, feel, on my touch.
Taste.
I'd like to massage his meaty flanks. Is Rob around?
Boy, wizard. He's here.
Could you put him on the phone, please?
Okay, I'll press 5.
Press 5 to let me talk to Rob.
You'll hear Rob's
musical stinger.
Smooth Rob.
A real obvious outfit.
Smooth. Hello? Is Rob there?
Speaking.
Hey, Rob.
Harry.
It's Harry Potter.
Would you like to wear my cape of invisibility?
Oh, no.
And then I could give you my new Harry Potter lube.
What is that?
It's exciting new product.
Isn't that for your car?
Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
I did.
Oh, what did you do? Have a picnic?
Hey, Rob, how many showers you think you took over the weekend?
Long weekend, so 3.
Hey!
Press 3 for information about Rob's showers.
Rob?
Yes?
You were about to tell me about your Memorial Day picnic.
Yeah.
Did you roast some Johnsonville broth?
I think we had just plain hot dogs, Harry.
When are you getting the hair taken off?
Tomorrow.
Did you bathe over the weekend?
Yeah, I told you. I took a shower every day.
You took a shower every day?
I did.
How long?
Well, I mean, I don't know, 10 minutes?
Tell me about it.
Not much
to
tell.
Do you shampoo first?
I do. I use Pert.
Do you do your face with the shampoo, or do you use a separate product like soap?
I use
or
soap.
A body wash?
Dial.
Dial soap?
Antibacterial.
So let's get this straight. You get into the shower, you shampoo first, and then you wash up with Dial soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Press 9 to let me watch.
What?
I'm just kidding. Having a good time with the